Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron, and we're here to have a wonderful program. Tonight is Saturday, which is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. And what we can do is bring in the light beam energy, if you would like to have that. So pull up the light beam on your monitor screen. And here we go. So, one, I'm going to energize that for everybody. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So what we'll do here is you can enjoy that to be some nice peace energy for you. We probably have people out there who might be feeling the holiday energies. It could be anxieties that people are sensing. We'll do a clearing for one of the anxieties here. We'll do one for just holiday issues here. And here we go. Well, think of something that you don't like about the holidays, an anxiety that's causing you to be anxious. Here we go. So holiday stress, in a sense. One, facing that from you, just think of that issue. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And we'll do one now probably for money. We'll just say money, holiday money issues causing stress. So, and if you have another one, you can also do that too. Here we go. So, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. We'll do another one that could cause anxieties, but maybe not having enough money, or maybe your credit card is at the hilt and you need to buy some more things and you're getting stressed out. You had to be on a budget this year, possibly, so you can't buy what you want, and you maybe are thinking that your relatives and friends are going to be judging you because you buy less expensive gifts or something like that. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And we'll do another one. This is for people that may be feeling anxiety because they gave up on the holidays and they don't want to do it any longer, but they're kind of anxious because they're afraid of what people will think of them. So this is another anxiety here. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And we'll do one for people that may not want to maybe hug their relatives any longer, or having situations like being slimed, being with a lot of people around. Maybe you're more sensitive now, or you have a higher consciousness, awareness level, that you don't want to do that, and that can bring you anxiety because they are expecting something from you that you don't want to give. So here we go, releasing that. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, I see some rooms on the fast chat here, so we'll just keep track of those. So everybody, let's if our co-host is on, are you out there, Kathy?
Hi. Yes, Ron. I'm out here. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. And today is November 24, 2012. And we call it Saturday Night Live because Ron takes us to the Creation Lightship, a place with specialized healing rooms that he escorts us through for healings as we request by the light beings. And it's quite a special, a sacred experience for us. Some of us see it, some of us feel it, some of us don't, but the healings do occur. And Ron is the ambassador to the Creation Lightship, so we have to go with him during this broadcast. That's when the healings work. That's why it's called Live on the Lightship. However, if you're listening to an archive, you'll still feel the peaceful, calm energy and learn about what it's like on the lightship. And it's a taste of what Ron does for the physical intensives that are held each month. The next one will be in December, starting on Saturday, December 15th. Then followed by the consecutive three Sundays. So it's important to attend these for ascension preparation because the light beings help us clear the parasitic alien life forms that are occupying space in our bodies where our spirit should be. So thank you, Ron, for those anxiety clearings for upcoming December. Yes, that's in 6 days, I see. So this will really be great, and it would be great to hear these on the archive as we start to get more into December and then reality starts to hit us. So, Ron, I have some questions that from the last program last night and some that came in to clsquestions@yahoo.com. And I know people are writing down the requests, so we'll keep track of those. But can I give you some of the questions now from last night?
Yeah, that'd be great, yeah. Let's see what's... Nice to have good questions. So here we go. I'm ready.
All right. This is from Nikki. She had this in the fast chat. Is the imagination ever a helpful part of our mind? And she's relating it to creativity. She's wondering if that does come from source energy.
Boy, that's hard to say. I can't really answer that one way or the other. It could, and it could also be a program that you're running, too. So it's hard to say what that would be. It could be both ways.
Okay. Thank you. Next question. This one was on CLS Questions, and they asked not to give their name or ID of anything, but I see they're listening, so I'll read it. It's regarding the 2012 Ascension Clearing, and they want to know if... I think in order to save time, Ron, can they ride in on the 2012 Ascension Barcode Clearing on the option section, can they ride in that they want the light beings to rotate through the alien races with barcodes on me and then set the timer for the highest number possible to clear out those alien races all in one fell swoop, so to speak?
I don't think so. I don't think you can do it that. You have to just do them one at a time.
Okay. There is another option in there, too, that you have listed with the alien races. It's called Unknown Alien Race. Would that work for this Ascension Barcode Clearing?
Possibly. I have a hard time wrapping my head around that question, so... I'd just say possibly it could work.
Uh-huh. Well, I think this is spawned from last night's conversation where the discussion was concerned with how many races there are and how long it takes to get the barcodes off and possibly, you know, trying to do some shortcuts. And some people just don't know what race it is. And you did suggest that they just try to see what resonates or what kind of hits them in a way, what kind of reaction they get. And someone else did suggest writing them down and seeing that if that gave them sort of a charge. So we'll, you know, we'll just pretty much stick to that as the premise for being a, doing a thorough job to remove these 2012 Ascension barcodes. Okay. Someone else wanted to know the price. The Ascension 2012 barcode is $50. That's a flat $50. It used to be more, but Ron reduced the price in April, and he also added in the whole section on the alien races. So he made it affordable and a lot easier. It's just that there's so many races. So you can just purchase it through PayPal, get started on it for $50, and take advantage of the fact that it's there. Okay, so Ron, would you explain the benefits, please, of a century clearing?
A century clearing gets rid of the kind of the energies that you're dealing with that hasn't actually resurfaced yet or come forward. It may have come up once on an issue, so it's like a past life emotional clearing, and it gets rid of a lot of those issues that are kind of lurking that you know nothing about. And it can help you out with that, plus you find out how long you've been here. Those two things are good to know, how long you've been here and some of the stuff that you'd normally be dealing with would be eliminated from you by doing the sensory clearing. That's just like a past life emotional trauma release. Can't get rid of a lot, you know, everything, but it does get rid of quite a few that would be just on the verge of popping up to do problems. So back to you, Kathy.
I just want to add that those who've had the century clearing scheduled it through you right as of right now, and they all recommended it as being pretty much life-changing because look how many thousands of years they got lifted off of them, and they didn't have to go through it themselves. So it's a great way to really do a massive, major clearing and get that stuff off of us. Okay, so next question, Ron. The timeline crash date regarding 12/21/12, is there any benefit to doing it ahead of time, doing it now, for example?
Yeah, I would do it as much as possible, as they are taking people now the way it looks and doing stuff to them. So I would definitely, do it all the time if you can. You know, just keep the thing up to get rid of stuff. You can also do spirit infusion with it, too, and that's very helpful.
You mean spirit infusion from another, let's say, clearing, because the timeline crashes?
Just pull up one of the free clearings and run the spirit infusion along with it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, there's plenty of spirit infusion clearings on the other, even on some of the sample clearings that are on the left side.
Yes.
So, or even the Be Here Now, or maybe not that, but just some of the other ones that are on there. So that's a good suggestion. Timeline crash the date of 12/21/12 starting now for, peace of mind at least. Okay, Ron, I could take some questions now from the chat room. Would you like to make any announcements or would you like me to continue?
Just keep going. Sure, that's great. Then we'll go to the light ship maybe in about 15 minutes here.
All right, so Victor's asking, do most programs come from robotics that were implanted in us?
Possibly. The robotic program either makes you behave a certain way and the body behave a certain way. So it's also like a mental program, too. So I would say that could probably be about 80% yes.
Okay, next question. We mentioned the Century Clearing. CMD is asking, how much is the Century Clearing? Is that about $100, Ron?
I believe it is, yes.
Yeah, it's not advertised. It's not listed. It's not, you know, we just talk about it, CMD. It's not listed on the list of the massive list of clearings Ron has, because you would make it through an appointment with Ron through email. So let's see. Let me look for some more questions here. And thank you, everyone, for putting down your requests for Ron. I think we have enough now to take us to a real great trip through the light ship. And Janice says, thank you for hitting all those implants from the clearing you did yesterday. And anyone else who felt a release of possible pain or tenderness in the back of your body where some Ron discovered through one of our listeners that implants were placed there.
We could do another and implant one here.
Great.
So let's just pick a point on your body, everybody, that maybe is a reoccurring situation. Maybe you bang yourself a lot in one location, or you got an itch or something, not knowing what's going on. So let's clear that here, and it could be an implant. So if it's an implant, it'll leave. Here we go. So one, oh boy, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. Let's do a water activation here for everybody before we go to the light ship. Everybody get a glass of water. This will be for the peaceful, restful, sleeping water. Unless you're somewhere that you need to be awake. So get that glass of water. And I'm going to do a clearing for, let's just say that you have something still in your memory. Within the last couple of weeks that's bothering you, okay? So we'll see if we can clear away that energy. It could be anything. It could be a pain in your body, something that you read, somebody told you, just a situation. And we'll clear that. So here we go. And again, think of something there that you want to have released. And then we'll do the water charging after this here. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. Oh boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, boy, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, get your glass of water, everybody. And here we go. We're going to now charge up your water. We'll bring in the goldfish from the light ship to charge your water up. Here they come. And one, two, 4, and 5. And again, just hold a glass of water. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So that's beginning charged up for you. And again, just know that feeling your hands kind of getting warm, that's perfectly normal. And a lot of times they'll heat up a little bit or get tingles. That's just showing you that the energy is going through your body from your heart center to your, out your arms and hands into the water. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okie doke, everybody. So that water is charged up very nicely. And I have another question before we go to the light ship.
Some people are commenting that they appreciated having that second implant clearing because they still had one. And then Sharina was thanking you for the tummy clearing yesterday. She said she felt a lot better after that. And let's see. Some people are asking about weather and weird clouds that they've noticed. So I know you got some photos, Ron, sent to you. Would you just like to confirm that some other people are seeing that too?
Yeah, there's some clouds that look like zebra stripes. There's other ones that kind of square clouds. There's just weird things, ripple clouds, like you think you'd be looking at kind of like the desert with the up and down sand and stuff. Just everything is kind of getting different now. So each alien race probably has their new signature coming forward to show you what it's all about. So it's could be very disconcerting as you start seeing weird things, but that's where we are right now. Oh, Kathy, should we go to the light ship?
Yes, Ron. I think you've got plenty of requests here.
Hey, if you could maybe copy them and put them into a messenger for me, that'd be great. I can see a couple of them there, but we'll first go into the I'll go backwards here. So I'll go into the room that has the from Heidi. Looks like it's a sparkling gold energy around me. So we'll go into the gold room. So here we go. Going up to the light ship. You can bring forth any animal, pet, flower, tree, garden, plant. Here we go, going up. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And you're there now. And we'll go into that golden room with gold energy. And here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into the rainforest room. Oh, so request your healing, just one healing. Two. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Onto the room that has the waterfall, a silver waterfall, little raindrops coming down on us. Oh, so 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That's needed by quite a few people. Do that one again. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. We'll go on to the rainbow waterfall room. Oh, so stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Next, we're going to the room that has the unicorns. I'll request your healing there. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We're seeing St. Bernadette. Going to that room where St. Bernadette is. Oh, so bringing this energy in. Stronger, 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 and stronger. go on to another location. We'll go on to the room that has, it looks like little horses. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. Let's go into the room that helps you out here with lymphatic system clearing. So here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And let's see here. Let's go into another location. And let's go into a room that has little beavers. Here we go. And here they come. Here we go, and here they come. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's see what else I can find in the fast chat here. Let's go on to the hot tub room. And this is where they have the, right now it's like a green energy in the hot tubs. So here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And one more room here we'll go into. We're going to go into a room that has, let's see here if we got anything on the fast chat here that I missed out on here. So I'm going to archives here. There we go. We got some things here coming up. So let's go into the centrifuge room. This is where they can help to eliminate some of the patterns here that we have. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, we have one other room I'll go into. This will be the pain release room. So if you have any pain in your body or a pain that you've had in the past, just think of that right now so we can release that pain from you. So stronger, stronger. Remember, you have to communicate what your pain is. Stronger, 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 and stronger. We'll go into the room where our twin flame is. That'll be the last room here. We're going in there. The door is opening up. And across the room, you're going to see this white light shimmering, which is your other half that is in the creation of you. So you're going to be seeing your other half plus you, but mainly resonating with the other half because you don't have it here. So I'll count to 5 as the energy comes to you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, so let's come back from the light ship. Back down. Animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants are with us. So coming down. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okey-doke. Back to you, Kathy.
Thank you, Ron, for that wonderful visit to the lightship, the descriptions, the various rooms, the various light beings that heal us, work on us. And there were so many comments. I loved watching the people describe what they saw, the ponies in bright colors, things spinning fast, feeling pain just being vanquished. Now, there's a couple of questions that came up that I can read to you now. M wants to know, how does connecting to the lightship of help? I guess wants to know why we go to the creation lightship.
Are you there, Kathy? Did I answer that question, or do we have?
Did you hear the question from M?
I didn't hear it. The light ship is source energy. This is where you go to at ascension time, and they clean you off, find out what parts of you are missing, and do many, many things to help you. And that's the whole process. Why the light ship comes every 2,000 years? So it just is the way that the light can find its creation, which would be, you know, a piece of you, and you're a piece of it. And if you're not in wholeness, then it will look around to try to find parts of you that are not in wholeness, that got abducted, taken, stolen by the alien races. It gets to be a little complicated for the first time for a person listening, but once you catch on, you realize that a lot of stuff out there. It's very sad on our religions, and that's the main thing here, religions and people's way of they want, transmitting energies outside of themselves and tuning into God energies, etc. That's the reason why this planet is the way it is because humanity is choosing to do that continuously. And that's not a good thing to do. So, if you wonder why life is so rough for you here and why it's so bad, it's because your ancestors chose darkness, and naturally you fall right into that each time you get reincarnated, fortunately. So back to you, Kathy.
Ron, it's not very often we get to go in the twin flame room, and so people are appreciating that. Ernie says he wanted to stay in the twin flame area forever, and Stephanie's asking, what if her twin flame is there? So could you talk about that a little bit, maybe explain about the twin flame?
Now, the twin flame is your other half. So what you went into your creation room, and in your creation room, your twin flame doesn't live there. This is just your creation energy with the twin flame energy with you. The twin flame is like yourself, out enjoying hopefully a nice experience in the light. If not, it would be here typically, or not incarnated whatsoever anywhere. So the whole process is you get reunited with your twin flame. That's why we do the 4-in-1 series for people. That's a great benefit because you're able to act to part of you that you don't know nothing about because the darkness took it away from you. Oh, back to you, Kathy.
Samantha wanted to know why her kidneys, while we were on the light ship, were getting so much energy. She says, was something up with the kidneys that she never knew about? I think it's when we were in the Beavers area.
I would say more than likely, yes. There's a lot of things that happen go into these rooms. So, yeah, you could have a lot of experiences and a lot of healing that you know nothing about. It will just happen instantly for you. Normally, the end result is that you're going to feel better. Oh, back to you, Kathy.
A couple of things. When we were in the hot tub area with the green energy, Ed asked what you meant by meet our true self.
I don't know.
Okay, Linda saw a lot of small shining things coming out in the hot tub. She wanted to know if it was heavy metals or robotic types of things.
That I can't tune into. It's too far back for me.
Yeah. Okay, and then Chia noticed that in the centrifuge room, she thought it was fun. She was spinning fast. Can you explain a little bit about what the centrifuge room, how it benefits us, Ron?
It helps to get rid of a lot of your negative situations that you're dealing with that you hopefully are trying to get rid of that you don't know anything about. So the centrifuge room will bring out, release these energies from you, kind of like brings them to the surface. These are like little hidden things that you may not even know that you have, but on one hand, you do know about it because you're having that life experience. Basic thing is that it allows you to have energies that are dormant in you that's going to be popping out, released. Sometimes they're actually situations that you're dealing with at this present time, but normally it's the latter. Back to you, Kathy.
Okay. Thanks for the explanation about the centrifuge room. And right before you started speaking, I thought I heard a beep. So, if there a caller there, go ahead. You have a
Hi.
Question for Ron? Hi.
Hi, Kathy. Hi, Ron. This is Janice.
Hi, Janice.
Hi, Ron. I'm really hoping that you could give me a little input or some more insight on what's going on with these new implants in my back.
Do you have any relief on the ones that took out today?
Yes. Was one that was affecting my spine. It was affecting my numbness. It was creating numbness in my hands. But it's been a little bit disconcerting to me because, you know, I can't believe it's been a whole year already, and my lease is up here, and my heart decided to move out of the city, and I'm moving on to a place of my dreams, actually, that is coming through north from here. And it's like undescribable that this is happening, because I almost feel like I have these, you know how you're hooked up to a battery, you know, you have like little battery cables, you know, little pinchers. It just feels like my back is just being attacked by these, and they're grabbing hold of my spine, and it's creating the deferred pain. It's like they're grabbing in my spine, but I'm feeling it throughout my whole, you know, on my rib cage and my front. I'm feeling it everywhere. Thursday night I could barely walk, so my back was almost crippling me. And the only thing I could think of is, you know, I tried to stay out of my mind. My deciding factor to move forward is that I can take care of myself and I can do this. And then all of a sudden I've been converted with this crippling pain. So am I on track here of why this is happening to me with these new implants? It's because they don't want me to leave this city, or is this just something that everybody's getting?
There's a lot of strange stuff happening now with a lot of people. Let's see here.
And does the house up north sound okay for me? I don't want to walk into another, you know, alien setup. Like I did to this place here when I moved last winter.
It feels better to me. The energy feels better.
Okay.
I'm trying to figure out what your problem is with the implants here. Boy.
I almost feel like they're cable.
Yeah, it feels like they're put in, not knowing your age. Were you living in 1967?
Yes. So I was born in 56.
Okay, so does that that year resonate with you of anything like that? Do you have any occurrences? So if you're born, you'd be 11 probably then. Typically.
Boy. That was, you know, that was the house that I grew up in that, you know, had all the abductions going on and, you know, vortexes and paranormal stuff happening in there. It was a new residence as we moved there, and there's high tension wires right next to us. That's when they were put on? Are they just, like, being activated now then, or?
A lot of these things can be time-coded. So you get them in you, and then you're just kind of, like, waiting to have time energies, you know, connect to them and make them alive and wiggling, you know. Everything in the body, you know, this is why you have situations, is because it's stored inside of your body and it eventually will come out. So that's what you call karma. Implants will work the same way. They're time released, you know, at a certain point in your life, cause problems. So.
Oh, I understand. Okay. All right. Well, thank you for your input on that. It's just really, really strange on how it just coincides with what's happening right now in my life. So I guess I'll just let all that go. All right. Thank you for helping release them, because they were pretty excruciating there for a while. You know, they hit right on
now?
My spine.
Oh, you're feeling better?
You know what? I'm getting an echo. Yes, I am feeling better now. And when I'm thinking about it now, Ron, I've had reoccurring back issues like this since I lived in that house. So, you know, this is probably just something that, could I timeline crash to get myself off of that too, or?
Yeah, I would give that a try, yeah. I just wonder if you have let me just see if you have some kind of energy attachment here. So here we go. Releasing this from you. So one, this is a little different. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Oh boy, 9 and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, how does that feel for you?
Oh, huge relief. Jerking like crazy there.
Yeah, you had some type of, like, claw energy in a sense. Something like that, you know, some type of thing with maybe pinchers or pointed nails or, you know, fingernails or kind of like, you know, you see some of the horror movies where you see these, even like, you know, the feet of a, like an eagle or something, you know, how they have those really sharp claws.
Yeah,
so that's what I saw.
Okay, that's so interesting. That's what I felt, you know. I mean, I just, you know, like, you know, battery cables or, you know, just something punching. That's exactly what, oh, my goodness. Thank you so much, Ron. Okay.
Well,
I really, really, really appreciate it. And thank you, Kathy. Thank you, Ron. And I'll sign off now.
Hi, Janice.
You might want to check out... I don't know what I have online, but you may have some type of energetic poisoning there, too. I'm going to be on the call tomorrow. We can probably get rid of it. But if you're not, you may want to check some kind of energetic poison to get that released out of you. So, because that could be there causing some type of infection. Thank you for calling. We'll just see if anybody else had a release from that. Maybe the same critter as lurking around here and join other people. Oh, back to you, Kathy.
I'll be watching the fast chat for the comments for that kind of a critter. Before we went to the light ship, there was a couple of questions. There's two of them. One from Bernadette. She has a desire to schedule a personal session with you, Ron, and she then later mentioned that it had to do with the twin flame heartache of being separated. So how would she schedule that with you, Ron? Through email?
Just send me an email. I've been very busy the last week here. So then when I'm actually in the deep of doing things, I don't answer the phone. So, and that's been happening quite a bit here. It's a big one last night and also other things happening. So it's just a lot of stuff that people are bringing in energies from doing the rituals and things. And now they're kind of all coming forward. So I find them, I go after these energies to get rid of them. We're at the end of the year, basically, and when the stuff happens. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, and then another question from Israel. He says, when we first came to this planet, Ron, did we get stripped of some of our abilities?
First time, probably not, but after that, I would probably say yes, would have had less energy, less information, you know, spirit information or whatever, eventually, but where you are right now, so the past doesn't really matter too much, because where you are now is what you want to try to regain back, and it's not an easy matter to do, but you can feel better. Oh, yeah, in a sense, yeah, the answer would be correct, yes. In each lifetime, you get more diluted. This is the mind energy here. Oh, back to you, Kathy.
Okay, I'd like to read some comments now regarding the clearing you did for Janice, who called in on the attachments she'd been feeling causing problems in her body and implants and things like that. So some of the comments were that Jed, he said there was a pincher cutting through her aura. It was energetic looking and it was attached to her. And Sharon concurs, saying yes, she saw an energetic poison. It was on her also. And so some people said that she had a big one taken off of her. And Jared felt at the same time, strips falling off his body is what he saw. So, thank you, Ron. That just confirms these clearings are real and they work instantly. And Janice is confirming that she will be on the conference call tomorrow to help her with the rest of the healing that she feels she needs. Okay, so Ron, wanted to talk about scheduling for a minute. We talked earlier that the December intensives are going to start on the 15th, and I know that it was brought up last week and in other times that people wanted to remain in quarantine on the light ship if they purchased the conference call package for November for being on the light ship for the physical intensives. So will they still be in quarantine on the light ship until the time of the first Saturday call in December on the 15th?
Yeah, so, yeah, if you're on the call and you want to get on the next call, yeah, you'll be on the light ship continuously. That is correct, yes, uh-huh.
Okay,
well,
great.
After maybe next week we'll have the posting up on the website so that you can do next month. But yeah, if you are planning to go on it, then automatically you'll be on the light ship, even if you haven't paid for it quite yet. We'll say it gets up in a week from now, hypothetically, hopefully it'll be next week, but we'll just say that, then yeah, you're going to be able to be on the light ship for a continuous amount of time in quarantine. In quarantine, you can't request healing, but they keep working with you to bring your bits and pieces back. That's what they're doing continuously with us anyway. Go to the light ship. They're looking for the parts that have been stolen by the darkness. So the light has to find itself, which is a part of you. You're part of it, and that's why the light works the way that it does to find pieces, which is you. So people have chosen darkness to live in. It still needs to find itself. Kind of a weird scenario for me to look at. As people give their spirit energy away freely to the darkness, whenever you pray or do a chant or meditate and go out of your body, do some kind of spiritual practice, you're giving your spirit away, whatever you're dealing with, at willingly. And so all of a sudden, light has to come around every 2,000 years and try to find you, as it's a part of them, or it, we'll say. And the process is that, unfortunately, most people can't be found because the darkness steals the energy. So that's the sad part. Boy, there's a lot to it. I won't get into some of the more gorier things that I've seen, but they do a lot of weird stuff. So that's you, Kathy.
And while you're speaking, people are posting comments kind of verifying what you're saying. Holly says the healings empower us. Ed says, reclaim your spirit, reclaim your power. Ed also wrote, clear your energy bodies so you can reclaim your power, and you have power to choose for yourself. Let's see, Jared saw that there was a vortex energy connection released when you did the clearing on Marcy. And Mike felt more light was put into him during that clearing. Betty also said, she's more here now. Thank you. And when we mentioned being on the light ship in quarantine, not everyone understood us, Ron. So when Ron said quarantine, he meant that we will still be on the light ship in what they call quarantine. And it's a good place to be because they'll still be working on us. But maybe you can explain that a little bit more for Bart, Ron.
Okay, so when I do the calls here, we go inside the light ship to have healing done with us. So what happens is your spirit goes up, and your body goes up with your spirit, and the parts of you that are light go into the light ship. The parts of you that are contaminated go into quarantine. And from there, they try to find out the reason why you're not full of light. And the quarantine room is where... If you were to take your body that was in quarantine and go into the light ship, the light would disintegrate it because it would be darkness. So in quarantine, they're looking at your darkness and looking for the parts of the spirit that's left in it and then separating out the darkness from your spirit. And then also at the same time, looking for the parts of you that are Nando in the dark side universes. You went up, we'll say in quarantine as an example, and you just brought your finger up, okay? And maybe the first joint of your finger is of light, the rest of the finger is not. Then they would look for the other parts of your finger in the darkness, have a signature of darkness on it, and they would look for it, hoping to find the rest of your finger. Even though your finger is working fine down here, you're full of darkness, and that's the way it works. To be very interesting as people on the call start to feel better as they're getting more light because the light that is found is returned back to you, meaning reclaiming more of your spirit energy. That's why you feel better. The light doesn't give you more light, finding more of yourself because everybody is at a different a frequency and a sense of light. It makes you individual. That's the reason why you cannot bring in somebody else's light to you because it would not resonate with you. So that's the way it works. Oh, I guess our show is coming to a close here, Kathy.
Yeah.
What we do is bring in the energy so you can be in zero time. I'll do that. Hold the energy till, well, it's, I'll do it maybe till midnight. I'll happen to be in a different time zone, or it's already past midnight, then we'll hold it for a couple of hours for you. Here we go. Put you onto the timeline of zero time on the timeline of time. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That just shifted for you. Now we'll do the mind to heart drop. I'll count from 10 to 1 backwards. Drop your thoughts that you have inside of your heart. Judgment, and you cannot think when you're there. Words are meaningless. So, dropping down, commanding your spirit. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody. We'll see you hopefully tomorrow on the call. 8-hour call starts at 10 o'clock Pacific time. And the next BBS program will be on Monday at 4 o'clock. So see you later, everybody. Thank you, Kathy. Blessings.
Good night, everyone. Bye-bye.